Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is America is becoming a place of corruption. America is becoming a place of corruption. The truth of the matter is this country that once believed in Jesus, this country that once had a sense of integrity. This country once that believed in moral obligations is now becoming the land of corruption. The truth of the matter is America is becoming the land of corruption. You see this kind of corruption, yes, in our government. You see this kind of corruption in our schools, you see this kind of corruption in our church, and yes, this corruption is infiltrating into this country. The corruption goes from the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Pacific Ocean. This corruption is unbelievable. The corruption starts with corporations. It filtrates all the way down. The corruption is at the highest level in America. We no longer fear God anymore. We're moving towards a one world system. And yes, the corruption is moving towards you, and the corruption is moving towards me. Yes, America is becoming a land of corruption with our new biotechnology, our RFID chips, cameras in every corner of America, with our drones flying overhead. This is becoming a land of corruption. Yes, I don't know about you today, but I'm really scared for America. I'm really scared for this nation. I'm really scared for our future, because we are becoming a land of corruption. America is becoming a place of corruption. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 25:16, dishonest weights and measures are an abomination to God, your God, all this corruption business deals. I don't know how many businesses today are corrupt. There's so many corruptions in our businesses. Come on, somebody. These big businesses that control America are very corrupt. They take away from the little guy. They take away from somebody that's trying to make it. Yes, these big businesses are drowning out the little man, and they are corrupt. And they have turned global, and yes, they are selling your freedoms out. They are selling my freedoms out. And yes, America is becoming a land of corruption. Yes, the Bible says that this is referred to as a dishonest traitor. Yes, a dishonest traitor who bought by heavier weights and larger measures, and sold by the lighter weights and smaller measures. Such dishonesty was the universal practice of the Canaanites, and the Jews quickly learned it from those whom they displaced in that land. In time, Israel itself became, in this regard, only another Canaanite. They were corrupt. They were following the corruption. They were taught corruption. And I'm here to tell you today that I'm afraid that our children are being taught corruption. In Amos 8, verse 5, the Jewish traitor stated in the presence of Amos that they desired the removal of the Sabbath day, that they might set forth wheat, making the ephah, the measure, small, and the shekel great. They didn't fear the Sabbath anymore. They didn't respect the holiness of God as we don't today, and their only purpose was making the money. Yes, the truth of the matter is America is becoming the land of corruption. The promise here that thy days may be long in the land is not so much a promise to individuals as it is to all of Israel, that if they would refrain from the wicked practices of the Canaanites, that Israel would be continued in the promised land for a much longer time. Well, truth of the matter is, God brought them to the promised land. God blessed them. And what did they do with the blessings? Just like God blessed many of you. Well, they became corrupt. The truth of the matter is, in the blessings, when God gives you many blessings, as America has had in the past, and this last 200 years, I'd have to say America has been really blessed. But today, we're becoming corrupt. You know, as I've traveled throughout the United States of America, I have enjoyed observing the past of what happened in Gettysburg. And I have enjoyed the past, but I wonder where we're heading in our future. I've seen where we came, but now where are we heading? Well, I'm here to tell you that America is becoming the land of corruption. Yes, God said to the Israelites, if you would not have been so corrupt, you could have remained in the promised lands. It was precisely because they failed to heed such warning that God finally removed them when they were carried away by the Assyrians. In Hosea 12:7. And then Ephraim, Ephraim is a trafficker. The balance of deceit are in his hands. Ward tells us that the word here rendered trafficker is actually the Canaanites. Thus the Israelites themselves were gradually transforming through following the Canaanites in their wickedness, becoming at last like Canaanites themselves. America today was once a nation that was a godly nation. We feared the principles of the Bible. We feared the Ten Commandments. But today, just like the Israelites started becoming transforming like the Canaanites, we are also are transforming to be wicked. Yes, the sin of cheating customers through the use of dishonest weights and measures is widespread in every country of the world and to this very day. But I'm here to tell you that America is becoming the land of corruption. Yes, the very existence of America today is becoming the land of corruption. I don't know about how to tell you this today. Our schools are corrupt. Our government are corrupt. Our churches have become corrupt. I don't know about you, but I know as I look around, it's corruption everywhere I go. You're overpaying. You're overpaying to stay at a hotel. But instead of getting good service, you don't get it back. You're overpaying for food today. You're overpaying everything today because America is becoming a land of corruption. Yes, in 2 Kings 21:2, in God's judgment, he was a bad king, an evil king. He reintroduced all the moral rot and spiritual corruption that had been scored from the country when God dispossessed the pagans' nation in favor of the children of Israel. I don't know about you today, but the corruption goes from one generation to another generation. God said here that Manasseh, who was only 12 years old, followed the corruption of his father. And I'm here to tell you that the generation of corruption is going to be going, moving on and on and on. And I wonder, families, are you teaching about, you teaching your children about Jesus? Are you teaching your children about the Lord God of heaven? Are you teaching your children about morals and values and correct weight and measures? Because here, what we're going to see, that children are going to follow the corruption of their parents. Yes, in 2 Kings 23:9, even though these sects and religious priests did not defile the altar in the temple itself, they were part of the general priestly corruption, and of course they had to go. Yes, the priests in that day, they were corrupt. We see today that a lot of our churches are becoming corrupt. The corruption is unprecedented in this nation. The corruption is unprecedented in this church today. The church is now following a one-world system, and yes, they have taken Jesus out of the church. It's a corrupt place. Just like here, the corruption began with the priest. Yes, the truth of the matter is, the corruption starts in our church. The corruption, the church is supposed to stand up against corruption, but America is beginning to be a land of corruption. I'm here to tell you today that God hates corruption, and we need to take a stand against the corruption in America today. The corruption in America is moving at a high, high rate. And I'm here to tell you it's time to take a stand against corruption. Yes, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you love Jesus with all your heart and soul, and you love Him with your heart and soul and with your mind, it's time to take a stand against corruption. Yes, I'm here to tell you today, you Christians out there, it's time to take a stand against corruption. It's time to put on those boxing gloves, and it's time to fight one more round. I know you might feel like you're in a dark place, but I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus is going to lead you to the light. Oh, I know you're saying, I don't have strength to fight anymore. I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit of God is going to come upon you, and He's going to enable you to fight just one more round. It's time to take a stand, America, against corruption. The corruption's all around us, I know. But you can take that stand. You can put on those boxing gloves one more time. Teach your children about Jesus. Put a picture of Jesus back in your church. Put a picture of Jesus back in your house. And yes, put Jesus in your heart. It's time, America, that we stand up to corruption. I know, but you like evil. I know, you like to be evil. You like to watch this moral evil television today. I know, Hollywood actors are getting richer and you're getting poorer and you're being dumbed down and you're going to hell. Yes, but you need to take a stand against corruption. You need to take a stand against corruption. Yes. Yes, the truth of the matter is today America is becoming the land of corruption. You know, in Proverbs 28:16, among leaders who lack insight, abuse abounds. But for one who hates corruption, the future is bright. The Bible said this, if you want a bright future, America, if you want your future for your children, if you want your future for your daughters and sons, if you want to even have a future for the next few generations, then you really need to take a stand against corruption. Yes, I hope that you hate corruption in America. I hope you take a stand against corruption in America, because the Bible says that your future will be bright. Your future will be bright if you take a stand against corruption. You know, in Proverbs 28:28, when corruption takes over, good people go underground, but when the crooks are thrown out, it's safe to come out. You know, the truth of the matter is, you've seen countries around the world that they have had many corrupt governments. And don't you think for one moment that this can't happen in America, because it really can. And the truth of the matter is, it's being infiltrated, and the corruption is being infiltrated in America right now. But I'm here to tell you today, as you look around in Syria, and you look around of all these countries that are being, that the government is so corrupt, and you can see what they've done to their people, God says, when corruption happens, people hide, but when you take out the corruption, people come out. But I'm here to tell you today, if you want a bright future, America, it's time to take a stand against corruption. We don't need to go underground. No. What we need to do is throw out the crooks. What we need to do is take a stand against the crooks. Take a stand against evil. Take a stand against the crooks in our church. Take a stand against the crooks in the government. Take a stand against the crooks all around us, because I'm here to tell you today that we need, as Christians, to take a stand against corruption. The Bible says this, among leaders who lack insight, abuse abounds. But for the one who hates corruption, the future is bright. I don't know about you today, but I want a bright future. Yes, the truth of the matter is today, America is becoming the land of corruption, but it's not too late. It's not too late to take a stand. It's not too late to put on those boxing gloves. It's not too late to get back into the Bible. Yes, it's not too late to put Jesus back in our hearts. Yes, we need Jesus back in our life. We need Jesus back in our heart. Come on, somebody, it's not too late to dream again. It's not too late, because America isn't down yet. Oh, come on, somebody, America's like a roaring dragon. Oh, we might lay back for a while, but I hope you love this country as much as I do. I hope you love the small white churches like I do. I hope you like the country and the freedoms like I do. Because I know today that freedom isn't free. I have served in Iraq, and I know a lot of you veterans have also served. And I'm here to tell you that this land is becoming a land of corruption. Yes, the truth of the matter is, America, it's time to take a stand for Jesus once again. It's time to take a stand for Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ represents freedom. And the truth of the matter is today that it's time to take a stand against corruption. The Bible said when corruption happens, the good people go underground. I don't want you good people to go underground. I want you people to take a stand for corruption. And yes, the truth of the matter is today, we as America, we need to take a stand against corruption. Ezekiel 24:11 says, when I'll set the empty pot on the coals and heat it red hot so the bronze glows, so the germs are killed and the corruption is burned off. You know, the city, when emptied of its inhabitants and substance, like a pot that is boiled over, and all in it boiled away or taken out, burn it with fire, as the city of Jerusalem, when taken and plundered, was, that the brass of it may be hot and burn, as brass will when set on coals or the bottom of it. So what we observe here is the lower part of the bottom of the pot, the cauldron or furnace, is called the brass of it. And so the sense is that makes the fire burn so fierce as to burn the bottom of the metal pot or the canker and the rust of it, when the following words explain, and that the filthiness of it may be molted on it and the scum of it may be consumed. The abomination of the wicked. The truth of the matter is, it says corruption is like a germ. But just like germs, let's burn it off. Come on, somebody. America has become invested with germs of corruption. The corruption today of America is getting so strong. The germs are all around us. And God says, what you want to do, He wants to put on this metal pot and He wants to burn this pot. And it's going to be so hot that the corruption is going to burn off. But this metal pot, the fire is going to be so hot that it's going to burn the bottom of the pot. The fire is hot, burning the bottom of the pot. And yes, it's another way telling us how hot hell is. Hell is a very hot place that it could literally burn the bottom of the pot. Yes, this is an abomination, wickedness of this people, since they were not reformed and brought to repentance, for it is by the admonitions and instructions given them, and by the chastisements and the corrections laid upon them, they, with their sins, should be consumed in a terrible manner. Oh my gosh, I don't know about you today, but the Bible says like this, so the germs are killed and the corruption is burned off. The truth of the matter is this, God is telling you, if you're going to be corrupt and you want to be a corrupt individual, God has a way of burning those off like germs. You ain't listening to me today, but people that have followed the ways of corruption, they have followed the lies of corruption. Come on, somebody. God said, I have a way of burning that corruption off you. God has a way of burning the corruption off you. But God wants us to take a stand against corruption. America is becoming a place of corruption. But it's not too late to take a stand against corruption. You know, in Luke 11:14, you frauds, you're just like an unmarked grave. People walk over that nice grassy surface, never suspecting the rot and corruption that is 6 feet under. Yes, the truth of the matter is God says, hey, you know what? You're corrupt and you're going 6 feet under. And yes, when people walk around your grave, they won't even know, but God knows how corrupt you are in your grave. Yes, the truth of the matter is corruption is an evil way, and corruption is moving in America today. Corruption is moving in our schools, moving in academia. Corruption is moving in Hollywood. Corruption is taking over every facet of our lives. Corruption, we are living in such an evil, corrupt society, and it's time, America, to take a stand against corruption. In 2 Chronicles 6:17, so leave the corruption and compromise. Leave it for good, says God. Don't link up with those who will pollute you. I want you for all myself. Jesus Christ wants you to Himself, and He doesn't want you to follow this corruption. He doesn't want you to follow the corrupt lies of the world. The truth of the matter is the world is full of corruption. Yes, the world is full of corruption. And the truth of the matter is you don't get to a high position in this world anymore by hard work. No, you get to a high position by following corruption. Because Satan said to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, what? I will give you the kingdoms of the world. The truth of the matter is, there's a lot of corrupt pastors out there. There's a lot of corrupt people in government out there. The corruption's at the highest level. I don't know if people can take a stand against this corruption anymore. So many people don't want to take a stand. So many people would rather shut their mouths and go hide in the mountain. Yes, the truth of the matter is, this is a time to take a stand against the corruption in America. Yes, America is becoming the land of corruption. God says leave this corruption because He wants you for Himself. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Take a stand against evil. Take a stand against corruption. In James 1:27, what is real religion? The kind that passes musters before God the Father? Is this. You reach out to the homeless. And you reach out to those, the loveless, in their plight, and guard against corruption from this godless world. This world is godless. This world hates Jesus. It wanted to crucify Jesus. And God said, it's time to take a stand against this corrupted world. This godless world. This world is godless. This world is corrupt. And the truth of the matter is, what is real religion? Is to take a stand against corruption. If you love Jesus, He says you have no choice but to stand up against corruption. Yes, the truth of the matter is, corruption is moving such a strong, strong way. Corruption is moving very strong in America today. I don't know how else to tie you to this today, but corruption is moving at such an unprecedented level. We need Jesus. We need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Jesus now. Yes. And one last verse in 2 Peter 2:19. They promise these newcomers freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For if they are addicted to corruption, and they are, they're enslaved. How many people are promising people a future? How many of these reality shows are promising you a future, but they themselves are corrupt? So they're targeting your children, and they're going to corrupt people. They're promising you a future, but in the end, they're enslaved. And God says, true freedom is Jesus Christ. If you want true freedom, then follow Jesus. Stand up against corruption. Yes, the truth of the matter is, America is becoming a place of corruption. We need to stand up against corruption in America, and we need Jesus back in our homes. We need Jesus back in our lives, and yes, we need Jesus back in our heart. It's time to take a stand against corruption. Yes, we live in a very corrupt society. Our freedoms are being taken away. Our Constitution is being destroyed. Yes, our church is being taken away, and our government's being taken away. This is a very corrupt nation. I don't know what our future is, but I think it's time, America. It's time to take a stand against corruption. It's time to take a stand against corruption. Yes, we need to take a stand against corruption, and yes, we need Jesus, and we need Him now. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, take a stand against corruption and ask Jesus into your life. Ask Jesus into your heart. And yes, Jesus will give you a bright, bright future. Amen.